Welcome to the Positive Disciple Podcast, where we interact and learn how to be and make disciples in our normal everyday rhythm of life by obeying Jesus and practicing the positive habits that he modeled and taught. Listen, learn, and practice.
We're back again on the Positive Disciple Podcast. I'm so excited to be with you again today as we continue to explore what does it mean to live as an obedient disciple of Jesus in an age where there's a lot of relativism, an age where we are trying to knock off absolutes, where we are saying Jesus is not the only way. On this podcast, we try to explore meanings of following Jesus as an obedient disciple by speaking with young people who have found fulfillment and joy in living an abandoned life as disciples of Jesus. And today on the show, I have a young man who will be introducing himself, and we'll get to know a little bit about himself and some of the things that are stirring in his heart. So tell us your name, a little bit about your background, and anything else you'd like us to know about you.
Okay, my name is Abraham Mutai. I'm a student at Laikipia University, a second year student taking education arts, mathematics and geography. And I'm from a family in Baringo County, Eldama Ravine. And I joined campus in 2019.
So you're in your second year now?
Yeah.
Okay. So you traveled in from Baringo to be part of what we're doing this week. Mm. And I'm so glad to have you here, Abraham. You've traveled all the way to join us in the work that we're doing this week. Great. Now, tell me, how has your journey in Christ been? And at what point did you make the commitment to really be a disciple?
Okay. I got born again in the year 2011. And I was attending several conferences, learning about the Word of God, involving in so many activities of Christianity. I joined Laikipia University, and I joined the CU just because I'm a Christian.
But, so you joined the CU simply because you're a Christian?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the time that we were practicing in Reach and also attending mission work, there is one thing that I came to learn after the follow, letting Jesus lead, that it is not about the program, but it is about our hearts, how we serve God. And it doesn't mean that attending churches is a guarantee that you will go to heaven or that you are truly a true disciple. It's about the things that we are doing.
Yes.
Not about the program we are following. Not about what we put confidence in or what we rely in. Yeah, it is about the feelings of our hearts, what the Spirit is saying, not what Abraham is saying, but what God is saying inside us.
Okay.
Yeah.
So as a student at Laikipia University, can you share with us what's the spiritual reality like on campus? What's the state of the students? How would you describe the discipleship or disciple making? How would you describe the lives of the students on campus? Are they disciples of Jesus, or is there more of just meetings, activities, religious practices? And what's the true situation among the young people?
Okay, in campus, especially in Laikipia where I come from, most of us, we are living a life of following religious practices, attending church service because it is a Sunday. Or because it is written in a program, there is a class somewhere.
Wow.
And reaching to people is something that is meant for a few. That is some of the notions that people are thinking.
Yes.
It is what the Bible says.
Wow.
That a call to discipleship, a call to reach to the unreached or to people who don't know the Word of God, is chosen for those who are very spiritual. Of which there is no one who is very spiritual, but all of us are called to discipleship.
Wow.
but we take it as something that is not
a few people,
not for all
called.
Of us.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Wow. So the vast majority of Christian students that you know are not really disciples who are making disciples. Is that it?
Sure, it is.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
But they attend meetings. They are faithful in attending meetings, but they are not necessarily making disciples.
Yeah.
What do you think can be done to change that? How can that situation be addressed or helped?
Yeah, the situation can be addressed only if we accept Jesus Christ and let Him have control of every situation in our lives.
Mm.
Because if we will be straining to attend the church services, to make sure that we give in church, to make sure that every service we are in attendance,
yes,
but we are not actually serving God.
Yeah.
In fact, we are serving the program, not God.
Oh, Abraham, you've made me laugh. You said we are serving the program, not God. So the program has become, the program can easily replace God. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the program can easily replace God. Where we are not necessarily hearing from God, but we've drafted a program that we feel we have to execute.
Yeah.
But God could be saying something else, but we are bound to implement a program.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's heavy. Okay. Let me make a slight shift away from campus and some of the things we're discussing. You earlier this year, you attended a discipleship process that we run, ready to run, and one of the things you were required to do is to read a book and share insights or learning points from it. Tell us about the book you read and what impact it made in your life and some of the lessons you've learned. I'm sure there might be a few of our listeners out there who would also benefit from the insights you've gained.
Okay, I read the book Don't Waste Your Life by John Piper. And it was actually speaking to me, not any other person.
Wow.
The first two pages that I read, I felt a lot of battling inside my heart. That
okay, so the book stirred something within you right from the first two pages.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, can I finish reading it or let me just abandon and enjoy the comfort that I've been having? Because sometimes we think we are doing well in our lives, but actually we are not investing. We are wasting it.
Wow. Let me pause you there. We may think that all is well, we're doing well in our lives, but actually we're not investing our lives in the things that matter.
Yeah.
We might be wasting our lives rather than investing our lives in the things that truly matter. Things like what? What are some of the things that, if you were to advise young people not to waste their lives, what are some things that you feel that they can invest their lives in more correctly in line with God's will?
Okay, there are so many distractions, so many voices that are calling us, especially going with the generation, saying that it is cool to be in a certain group.
Wow.
Take, for example, drug abuse.
Yeah.
Also, having that art of saying, I am just here to enjoy life. But how do you enjoy your life? You're enjoying your life with something that is substantial, something that you can be remembered with. And most of us, we spend time in social media, but we are doing nothing that is something that is not beneficial.
Yeah.
And we know it inside our hearts, but there is something that is telling you it is cool, it is okay.
Wow.
Just do it.
Wow.
But is it glorifying God?
Wow.
There is somewhere in that book that it's saying, do everything. Just for the glory of the cross.
Do everything for the glory of the cross.
Yeah. Hmm. Not because of the gain that you want.
Yeah, for yourself.
Or benefits that you want.
Uh-huh.
But because of the glory of the cross.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So, the book made a profound impact on you, obviously.
Yeah.
Where John Piper was writing about don't waste your life. I just like to challenge anybody who's listening out there, particularly the young people, It's possible for you to think, oh, I'm just 22, or I'm 19, or I'm 25. I have my whole life ahead of me. I have another 50 years or 80 years to live. But the truth about it, friends, is that no one is guaranteed tomorrow. The reality about it is that eternity is just a breath away from any one of us at any point in time. Eternity is real. Eternity is not a long time. Eternity is endless. Eternity is forever. Eternity is not time that goes on and on and on. Eternity is timelessness. So what that means is that if I waste my life in time, then I'll have eternity to regret it because I can't change things in eternity. But if I invest my life in time into eternity, then I reap the benefits of that investment on the other side. Now, Abraham, tell us, as we begin to close this episode of Positive Disciple, is there anything, any advice you have for young people? Is there anything you'd like to share with them with regards to being a disciple that makes disciples? Or how would you advise your generation to live lives that are more accurately positioned in God's eternal will and purpose?
Okay, thank you. To all the students in campus, those who are in colleges, those who are still in secondary school level, those who have completed their studies in campuses, there is one thing that I know, that there is somewhere that God wants you to do it. There is something that God wants you to do. And always, Satan is trying to distract you and telling you you have time, but you don't have time. I remember the story of Esther, that Mordecai told her that if you keep silent at this time, help will come from heaven,
yes,
and the Jewish will be assisted.
Mm.
So don't keep quiet with what you have. We have a lot.
Mm.
Don't attend just the church service because it is in the program. Attend it because there is something in the store that God wants you to do.
Man.
And never, never allow yourself to enjoy life in a way that is not glorifying God.
Mm.
Seek God while we are still young. There is nothing that is satisfying in this world than serving God.
Wow.
Only through Jesus Christ that we will have that peace. I know most of us don't understand it. Maybe they say we quote the Bible or do what, but there is one thing that I know.
Yes.
There is peace.
Yes.
You will seek to satisfy human nature or to please people, but you will be wasting your time.
Wow.
Speak out and let the word of God be heard in everywhere you go.
Amen.
May the people that you meet, them, just go into their rooms and meditate on what you are speaking about the kingdom of God, about the things that he has done in your life. May God bless you so much, and may you enrich the people in God's word.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Abraham, for sharing this time with us on this podcast, on this edition of Positive Disciple. I just want to close also with a charge to young people out there. You have one life to live. We don't believe in reincarnation. You're not coming back. The Bible says that it is appointed unto men to die once, and after that is the judgment. We have just one life to live. Think about it. And somebody has rightly said that life in time is merely an opportunity to prepare for life in eternity. So this isn't the real thing. This is an opportunity to make an investment in the real life to come. That does not mean that we sit by and do nothing. I often like to ask people, and this draws me back to what Abraham shared from the book written by John Piper, which I highly recommend. If you can find a soft copy, you can download it, or if you can find a hard copy to buy, titled Don't Waste Your Life. I often tell people, if you have just 3 more years to live, you are born again, you are a Christian, you attend church or whatever it is you do, you know, a spiritual activity. But God comes to you and says, you have 3 more years to live. I'm going to give you 3 years to set your house in order, prepare your life, because in 3 years' time, I'm coming back for you because I want you to be with me in heaven. How would you live? How would you live? What are the activities you would focus on? What would be your priorities? Now, imagine if you had just 3 months to live. 3 months from now, you have 3 months to put your house in order and prepare for heaven. How would you live? What are the things you would do on a day-to-day basis? What would change? What activities would you cut back? What conversations would you refine? What opportunities would you take? What are the things you would prioritize or focus on? Now, imagine if you had 3 weeks. Think about it. 3 weeks to live. Not to go to hell, actually to go to heaven. But you have 3 weeks. That's limited time. What would you do? How would you spend your time? Who would you talk to? Who would you associate with? What are the things that will be uppermost on your heart? What is it that will be, what is it that will constitute the content of your prayer? What would you be praying about? Now imagine if you had 3 days. 3 days to live. What would you do? Now, whatever it is that you can't fit into these things, some of those things could be a distraction from living out the things that you should really be focusing on. So here's my parting shot to you. Don't waste your life. This is your host on Positive Disciple, Mark Kolo, and I look forward to connecting with you again on the next episode. Bye.
We hope you have been equipped in positive discipleship. Stay tuned for our next podcast and be sure to leave us a comment on what you are learning and doing to follow Jesus and make disciples wherever you are.